Welcome to The Excellent Fiduciary, a podcast from Roland Criss, where we explore what it takes to meet and exceed the demands of managing a retirement plan in today's complex market. Now, let's begin today's show with an introduction from our Roland Criss host.
Welcome, everyone, to this podcast sponsored by Roland Criss. I'm Ronald Hagen, chairman of the Risk Standards Committee at Roland Criss, and your host today. Well, our topic is the Department of Labor's fiduciary rule named Improving Investment Advice for Workers and Retirees. We'll discuss why that rule is a challenge for retirement plan executives and managers. Many are asking about how they should respond to this so-called rollover advice rule. Well, the law was effective on February 16th of 2021. It governs the investment advice that employees receive when they withdraw their money from a retirement plan, such as a 401k or a 403b plan, and invest that money in an individual retirement account, or an IRA. Many employers appoint an investment advisor to handle these so-called IRA rollovers. Well, first of all, let's take a look at who are the advisors that are embraced within this new rule. They include financial planners, brokers, registered investment advisors, subsidiaries of record keepers and third-party administrators, trust entities, banks, insurance companies, and even some accounting firms are getting into the act. Well, here's the problem, essentially, that's created by the rollover advice rule, which, by the way, is now part of the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, or ERISA. Hiring investment advisors for ERISA plans is a fiduciary act. Therefore, all of ERISA's fiduciary responsibilities embrace the hiring of a rollover investment advisor. Well, this new law requires that the rollover advisor adheres to a vague principle called the best interest standard. And verification of that best interest status requires special knowledge and research. Now, the trick is, in order to comply with their duty, plan fiduciaries must verify a rollover advisor's standing under this new law. Many employers are finding that certifying an advisor against that standard is a real challenge. And part of it's because anyone can become an investment advisor by merely passing a test. An advisor's professional credentials don't guarantee their suitability under this law. Unlike other professions like engineering, legal, and accounting, investment advisors aren't required to maintain any kind of ongoing education. There are no continuing education requirements. There's no really even any experience requirements. So the day after an individual passes the SEC's test for investment advisors, that individual may conduct investment advice for plan participants under this new investment advisor rollover rule. Another thing that makes a challenge out of verifying the status of an advisor is that many are biased in the advice they give because of their corporate affiliations. Some investment firms that advise retirement plan committees also want contracts to serve as the plan's rollover advisor for participants. And frankly, that's an incredibly toxic arrangement. It's a real mix of conflicting objectives. Now, suppose an employee or former employee gets bad rollover advice. And in that case, you can be sure that fingers will point at the employer who relies on the rollover advisor for recommendations about the plan's investment lineup. In other words, the investment committee that hired their advisor, who also may become the rollover advisor, is looking for some difficulties down the road. Should a challenge from a retirement plan participant be made against the rollover advisor? Well, before employers hire a rollover advisor, they must be sure of the advisor's qualifications. And how do they know if an advisor qualifies under the law? Well, to start with, a do-it-yourself approach is a risky option. The Department of Labor warns employers that advisors are savvy marketers of their products and services, and vendors of these investment services have enough of an information advantage over the typical executive or manager who oversees a retirement plan that they can conceal their conflicts of interest very easily. So verification of a rollover advisor needs to follow some specific guidelines that can be found in this new investment advice law. And here's what that entails. First of all, the advisor's business model should be inspected. In other words, what is the range of service that they offer to the universe? Do they advise retirement plan committees? Do they also do financial planning for individuals? What does the business model look like? Secondly, research should be conducted to learn if the advisor's affiliations might bias its advice. This becomes particularly difficult and very important, I should add, in the cases where an advisor is affiliated with, let's say, a record keeper. And the record keeping community is jumping on this investment advice for rollovers opportunity wholeheartedly. The third thing that should be done is that the advisor should be certified with respect to their technical compliance with the law. I'm going to talk in just a few minutes about what technical compliance means. And then fourthly, the plan sponsor who is doing it themselves to verify the status of an investment advisor of IRA rollovers should document the results of their research so that they have evidence that the steps they performed adhered to industry best practices. Frankly, the best option is to ask Roland Chris to certify your selection process. We conduct a multiple-part test on rollover advisors. Our certification ensures that the procedure used to select a rollover advisor is conducted prudently. Prudence, of course, is the key requirement that retirement plan sponsors are to pursue and satisfy in all of their conduct as fiduciaries. Incidentally, Roland Chris has completed hundreds of certifications of investment firms for fiduciary organizations like retirement plan sponsors and foundations since the year 2006. Now could be a good time for plan sponsors to reevaluate the relationships they have with their investment advisors, at the least, to gain clarity on their fiduciary relationship with their organization. It's important to remember that a violation of ERISA called a prohibited transaction is the issue that's at stake here. A prohibited transaction occurs for retirement plans that don't carefully test a rollover advisor's technical compliance status. I mentioned earlier that I would tell you what this compliance test looks like, and let me summarize it for you now. It's a 5-point test of qualifications. The first is, the advisor must render advice to the plan or the plan participant, depending on who the client is, regarding the value of investment securities and actually make recommendation as to the advisability of investing in those securities. Secondly, the advice that a rollover advisor delivers should be regular and recurring. Third, there should be a mutual agreement, arrangement, or understanding, ideally in writing, with the plan's fiduciaries regarding the services that the rollover advisor will deliver to the plan's participants. Fourth, the advice that a rollover advisor delivers will serve, it's assumed it will serve, as a primary basis for investment decisions concerning IRA investment options. And then finally, the fifth point in the list is that the advice delivered by a rollover advisor must be individualized based on the particular needs of the IRA investor, that is, the retirement plan participants. The timing is also right now to have a comprehensive review of the fiduciary management system in order to ensure that any lurking conflicts of interest among the other plan's vendors get exposed. So this is a really good opportunity to take stock of where the system that you're using for managing the entire scope of vendor relationships is undertaken. Well, as we prepare to close our podcast session today, I think it's important to point out that every time ERISA changes, the executives that manage their company's retirement plans want to hear how the changes practically affect them. So I hope the insights you've gained today will help ensure that your enterprise's retirement plan complies with ERISA's fiduciary standards of care. So to our audience, I thank you for joining us, and if you would like help making the changes to your retirement plan management system required by the rollover advice rule, Roland Criss has the skills to help you do that. We hope you'll make plans to join us for our next podcast. Connect with Roland Criss on LinkedIn to get to the topic for that event. I hope you have a fantastic day.